Hey everyone, Alex and Steve here with you from the Piffles Podcast, and this is part three of our Piffles Podcast episode 100 celebration. We figured 100 episodes is pretty awesome, but we do this show for you, and we figured a great way to celebrate the milestone would be to go back and remember the Riders' Grey Cup victories. We've already had a look at 1966 and 1989. Time to look at 2007, and our guest for that is Rider great Mr. Wes Cates. Wes, thanks for your time.
No problem, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Now, 2007 was such an interesting year in Rider history. The team moved on from Roy Shivers and Danny Barrett, who were in Saskatchewan for quite a while, brought in Eric Tillman and Kent Austin to lead the team. I know you just got here just after the season started, but what was it like coming to the team the very first time in 2007?
It was pretty interesting. I actually came from Calgary, and then I was surprised to even get traded. I thought I had a really good camp with Calgary, and I was excited about being on that team. And then actually came to Saskatchewan for the last preseason game, and a couple injuries happened, and they did some wheeling and dealing while the plane was in the air back to Calgary. I woke up the next day for the end, for my kind of end of camp meeting, and they told me I was wearing the green and white. So I came over, and actually the first shot of love or respect that I got was from Kitwana Jones, because he was, a strong, undersized linebacker, but really a special teams demon, and we went at it my rookie year in 06 every time we faced each other. So he was the first guy that kind of was like, oh, we're excited to have you, and got into the locker room, and guys kind of embraced me with open arms. I think one thing I failed to mention was actually when Eric Tillman picked me up from the airport, he was just ecstatic about the fact that the Stamps even offered me up, because he thought for sure that I wouldn't be somebody that they would want to part with.
Now, the team showed from the beginning of the year that they were going to be a good team, but it was that Thunder Bowl in August when the lights went out where we as fans kind of knew that year was going to be special. Can you take us back to that game? What do you remember about that game?
I remember it was kind of an interesting situation. You know, we were losing that game. I think we were down 8 before the lights went out. And we went into the locker room, and it was kind of anxious for the first 20 minutes. And then it started to look like we weren't going to go back out. So guys kind of started to relax and kind of were just talking stuff to each other. And a lot of people were on their phones kind of just waiting to get the call. And then about, I think it was a couple minutes before the hour passed, they said, we're going back out. And I don't know if we just had a good time bonding for that hour or what, but we went out ready to roll and just dominated to finish off the game. And I think we ended up winning by a couple scores. So I think that was actually a pretty big turning point as far as that season goes, and just the camaraderie and the cohesiveness that team had. We were really, I think, searching for an identity with a couple of big names shifting around, Kent and Keith leaving and me coming and whatnot. So I think that was actually a pretty important game.
Shortly after that, Labor Day still gets talked about as one of the best Labor Day moments of all time. Kerry Joseph, of course, scoring the game-winning touchdown. What was that game and moment like for you?
That game was, you know, I really didn't, the Labor Day Classic for me, I didn't realize how big of a rivalry it was for Saskatchewan and Winnipeg. And so going into that game, we knew that, it was kind of like a must win as far as Rider fans go. It's going to be a tough week, or definitely a tough night out after that one if we didn't. So just going in that game was a hard-fought battle, and I think that was kind of the game that Kerry Joseph kind of, took on that Superman cape, and he really did a great job of leading us that year. I know that play in particular, I was running a swing route, and I thought for sure that the ball was going to go to me and I was going to have a chance to win it, but they were playing man, and the linebacker chased me, so that left the middle open. And we all know Kerry Joseph was one of the best athletes in the league at the time, and he finished off the run and just made added another spark to that championship season.
Do you ever give Kerry the gear, saying, hey, that was supposed to be my moment?
Yeah, I probably did once or twice back in the day, but I haven't talked to him much recently. But no, he, like, honestly, I've never seen a quarterback or actually a head coach with Kent Austin work as hard as they did that year and being in a zone. It seemed like they could really do no wrong. And Kerry Joseph came in every day, like hours before the other guys, and you know what I mean, really was dedicated to being the best that he could. Film study on the field and even training and keeping his body in shape that season.
Now, that win put the Riders at 7-2, and the talk really started to happen about, you know, the Grey Cup becoming a serious possibility. Was there any chatter in the locker room about how special the start of the season was and at that midway point?
Well, I think at the time, just what I can recall from 2006, the Riders were kind of on that upswing, and they had gotten a couple big wins against BC when we were kind of paying attention as a stamp. And, you know, going into 2007, I think guys knew that there was only a couple things missing, and I think everybody was a little down when King Keith had left, but once they kind of realized that I could fill that role, I think the team felt like we always had a great defense, man. That defense was amazing, and we just kind of played hard from start to finish. So I think by that time, you know, we really knew we had a really good chance to win it all. And honestly, I'll never forget, I was sitting in Reggie Hunt's, the Reaper's basement. We were hanging out, and he looked at me and said, "Cates, you know, if we win this, you're going to be a legend." And I was like, "What are you talking about, man?" He's like, "No, seriously, like, Rider fandom is like no other. If we win this championship, you are going to be a legend." And little did I know that, you know, I've gotten so much love from the fans ever since, and I was... That championship and that season was a big reason for it.
So one of the big things in that season was the home playoff game, the West semifinal against Calgary. It was the first playoff game in Saskatchewan since '88. Take us back to that day. What was it like at the stadium, and like how were the nerves of the team?
Everybody was really nervous. I think it was an unfamiliar place, and kind of wanted to definitely not get blown out. Calgary was still a team, kind of a favorite team in some senses, and really just wanted to make sure we got off to a good start. And I want to say DJ Flick might have scored on like one of the first plays of the game. That if it wasn't the first, it was like the second, and then kind of just set the tone. And it was still tough. I mean, I had the broken foot for that playoff game. I didn't get to play. That was the game I set out. So, I mean, it was a really anxious situation for me, because I was really disappointed I couldn't be out there. But had a couple of things happen. And, with the former teammate of mine, a close buddy, because we made the Calgary Stamps team together, had that offsides on the kickoff when they recovered to kind of, on the onside, that kind of sealed it.
Now, moving on from that game, you look at the West Final. You guys go into BC and upset the Lions. What was the locker room like after that game as you headed in towards, you know, Grey Cup Sunday?
I think that was kind of at that point, I think the locker room was like, okay, we won the Grey Cup, because BC was kind of like that giant that the Riders couldn't slay for a while, and then to get over that hump and bring it home was just kind of the confidence boost that I think the team needed to really go in and play well in the Grey Cup. So that was a pretty awesome game, because, you know, I got to come back off of injury and had a pretty important part to the scheme and getting the win that day. So, you know, it was all new to me. I was kind of lucky, because I wasn't one of those guys that had to go through the trials and tribulations of the losing seasons previous. So I think a little bit of the specialness was lost on me, but I could just sense it from my teammates and just the fans, how much it meant for the organization.
So Grey Cup week in Toronto, did you even practice much, if at all? And how tough was that for you with that broken foot?
No, I didn't practice at all. What was happening was I had a broken bone in my foot. It wasn't going to move around on me, but it was just extremely painful. So I had a localized numbing agent that they would take a needle and wiggle it kind of down into the place where the bone was cracked and inject the fluid in there, and it would last about an hour and a half. So I had to do that for the Western Final and for the Grey Cup. I had to do that three times a game, once for pregame, once before the game, and once at halftime. And anytime I didn't have that in there, I couldn't even, you know, roll over onto my toes. I couldn't walk up steps. You know what I mean? I kind of shuffled around. So I think just the season and being in decent shape and going through most of the season, I think, kept me ready to play. But it definitely affected timing a bit, but not enough to keep me off the field and not enough to not have an impact and help my team win.
Now, I wish you could have seen my face when you started describing the needle into the foot, and you sir, are a far braver man than I. I'll tell you that right now.
Luckily I don't have a problem with needles, but it definitely wasn't the most comfortable thing. But it felt better afterwards, so I dealt with it. And it definitely, if it was that or not getting out there to help my team get a ring and have the Grey Cup at our place for the year, it was no question. I didn't even hesitate. I was actually more pissed off when I found out that I wasn't going to be able to play until I got a second opinion, and they said, yeah, there's no risk in injuring it further, so as long as you want to just numb the pain and give it a go, you're good. And that was probably the best day of that season for me.
Now we all look back at that game. James Johnson, 3 interceptions. Andy Fantuz had a nice touchdown. But me personally, I'll always remember your game-sealing runs at the end of the game to move the sticks, ice the game. What was said in the huddle to you before those plays?
At that point, I think we were all pretty much in a zone and kind of just trying to treat it like every play. And I knew that, you know, that was a tough game. Winnipeg had a stout defense, and the Riders, you know, our defense was great. So it was really a defensive game to for the most part. There was a couple of big offensive plays. Like you said, Fantuz had one of the greatest, I think, Grey Cup plays. I mean, he came across the middle, caught the ball, shedded a couple of tackles, and, you know what I mean, got in the end zone. That was a pretty studly play. But on that final play, it was just really about everybody focusing and doing their job. And actually, the middle linebacker blitzed and kind of overran the play a bit, Baron Simpson. But just my instincts kicked in, and I kind of I seen it early and gave him a little sidestep, slipped by him, and knew I could get back to the hole and get the yards I needed. So I think really it was pretty cool to be in that moment and to see the focus on everyone's face and the you know, the confidence that we were going to all do our jobs and get that championship.
Does anything else stand out to you from that game at all?
Yeah, the funny thing, a couple of things stand out. The funny thing is, like, everybody had their little hiccups early on. Like, we all made some mistakes to start off, receivers, myself, Carey, Joseph, but then we all settled in and kind of started playing our game. And then at the end, like, DJ Flick, one of the toughest guys you'll ever meet, was lining up for to kneel it after I got in the first down. And, you know, I look at Carey as he's walking up the center. I look back at DJ because he's standing back at about 12, 15, and he's just bawling so hard, so happy that his shoulders are shaking. And I was like, man, Flick over here crying over this. Like, this is a serious moment. So I think those things stood out a lot to me. And I was a little pissed that I didn't get to catch Lenny Kravitz in the halftime show. I already put on a good show.
That was a good show. So I'm sorry you had to miss that. The final whistle goes. You guys win the Grey Cup. Who's the first person you went to celebrate with? And take us through the post-game on-field stuff. Did you actually have time to, you know, realize what just happened?
You know what? I kind of regret that, man. I think that I was so caught up in doing interviews and talking to family and stuff. I mean, I didn't even really, I really didn't even hold on to the Grey Cup too much. You know, I got to touch it a bit, but was just excited and, you know what I mean, had a couple interviews and talking with my family. I had mom, dad, sister, uncle. My girlfriend, now wife, was there, and a couple other cousins, and so just enjoying the moment with them. And, you know, right after, you know, just, you know what I mean, hugging with the with the guys and just, you know, I mean, we did it and all the stuff that comes along with that, just a special moment. And like I said earlier, coming over late and kind of not being one of the new guys, essentially, you know, it was my first season with the Riders. I think there was a lot of guys who really appreciated it more at the time. I kind of thought it was going to be the first of many in my young CFL career, not realizing how hard it is to, you know, get back to the Grey Cup, even with only 8 teams. But it was definitely memorable. You know, I definitely have some snapshots in my mind and just a lot of good memories of people's faces. I remember Chunky Adams, you know, joking with me and interjecting in one of my interviews, and you know what I mean, Scotty Schultz with the cigar, and you know what I mean, really partying it up. Just seeing how happy those longtime Riders were to, you know, get over the hump, Gene Mikowski, was just special.
Now, you mentioned some things that happened in the locker room. Did anybody besides Scott Schultz, I guess, get a little out of control with the post-game celebration inside the locker room?
Not that I can remember. I don't think anybody did anything too outlandish, but yeah, just, you know, cigars, a lot of filling up the Grey Cup with different alcohol and you know what I mean, champagne bottles and all that good stuff. But nothing that stands out as far as that guy was having a little too much fun. Nope.
So the next day you guys come back to Regina, it's like minus 40 outside. I remember you guys coming, bringing the Grey Cup to Taylor Field, one of the coldest days ever. What do you remember about that? What do you remember about that day?
I remember thinking, damn, it's cold as hell. there ain't gonna be nobody in this stadium. You know what I mean? And then we come around the corner of the bus. You know, they actually snuck us. They got a bus to come out on the tarmac so we wouldn't have to fight through the airport, and then we get to the stadium, and man, the place was packed. And I just remember thinking, I don't have a big enough coat on, number one, and number two, thinking like, these people have been standing out here for hours. Some of them don't have any hats and earmuffs on, and they're just out here like just loving life, man. That was special. Even the parade, like, so cold, so many people just wanted to be out there and be a part of you know what I mean, showing their support in the championship. I really commend Rider fans for just sticking that out, man, because I know some people got frostbite coming out there to just welcome us and celebrate with us. I mean, we spent 30 minutes out there, and all of us were complaining about how cold we were, and most people spent at least 3 hours. So just awesome to see how much it meant, how much, you know, all that hard work goes into it. And you don't really know, you know, you go to other CFL cities and people aren't as into football. It's almost like they don't even know games are going on. Then you come to Regina and it's like the whole city comes out to support. So that was a special feeling to see so much love and support on like a crazy weather, like, you know, like you said, one of the coldest days since I've been in Saskatchewan 10 years. And that literally is one of the coldest days that I can remember.
Now, you take a look back on it, where does the 2007 season rank for you personally?
I mean, the fact that it's the only way I would even rank any other season over it is just maybe the fact that my all-star year was 2008, but, you know, you win the championship and just all the trials and tribulations we went through to get there. And, yeah, you finished off the season, so it has to be number one. Like I said, 2008, I made first team, you know what I mean, as far as all-star, and that was my best year for rushing and I think receiving, actually, and touchdowns, but missed 3 or 4 games. But yeah, that 07 Grey Cup was a good time. Actually, we had a lot of fun in 08 too, but I think a lot of that was just rollover from being the champs and kind of going from, you know, kind of the laughingstock to the place that people want to be on. You know, ironically, when I was in Calgary in 2006, I actually had guys telling me, my teammates at the time telling me, you should write into your contract, no trade to Winnipeg, no trade to Saskatchewan. Those places are terrible places to play. And then come around full circle, 2009, 2010, when we're consistently getting back to the Grey Cup, new guys are coming to the team saying, man, I've been trying to sign with you guys for the last 2 seasons. Like you guys are the team to play for. You guys have a great culture here. And to see that kind of come around full circle, it was pretty cool to be a part of that.
What we learned is still people should put into their contracts, don't trade me to Winnipeg.
Exactly, yeah. Winnipeg still, definitely get a clause in there, but Saskatchewan's where you want to be.
Well, Wes, thank you so much for your time talking with us here on the Pivots Podcast, episode 100, about the 2007 Grey Cup. Thank you for that, and also for everything you've done for this team during your career.
I appreciate it, Alex. Yeah, thanks, fellas.
Wes Cates on Pivots Podcast, episode 100, talking about the 2007 Grey Cup, and I will always remember the 2000 Grey Cup, watching it at a buddy's place, and everybody's jumping up and down before, like I mentioned, those runs by Wes Cates at the end of the game to seal it, and I was just locked in, glued to the TV, not making a sound. Everyone's jumping around. Like, it's not over yet. There's still, 44 seconds left. Like, we need the first down. He got it. And I just remember jumping in that big huddle and everybody jumping up and down and hugging and going to Albert Street. And that was something else. You know, that was the first of, at least of our kind of generation. That was the first time the Riders ever won the Grey Cup.
Now, that was the first one I remember. I mean, yes, I was 5 years old when they won it in 89. But, I mean, I remember that game. Probably because I've watched it 100 times since, but 2007 was really the start. And it was really the start of Rider Nation as we know it now, because that season brought in a lot of new fans. It brought the pride back almost. It reminded us that we can, in fact, win and we can celebrate. I remember, just like you, I think I went to the Four Seasons to watch that game. And we had a big table in the corner. And like you, I was sit locked in the corner, not moving, waiting for that last first down before I would even move. And the one thing I do remember was running down Albert Street. And we started at the big party on Dudney and Albert, Albert and Vic. The big gathering, and that's where we got to. And we stayed there for a while. And then I walked or ran down the middle of Albert Street, high-fiving cars as they went by. Nobody cared. You high-fived cops, they didn't care. And I ran from there all the way to the Golden Mile.
That's a long way.
It was... I was a lot younger and a lot drunker and a lot stupider. And that frostbite thing that Kate's mentioned a couple of days later, I'm pretty sure I got some of that because I was cold as all heck, but I wouldn't trade it for a darn thing.
Oh, the Green Mile that night was something special. I remember actually in Christmas of 2006, my grandma got me a still sealed 1989 Ryder whiskey decanter. Remember those things?
Had
the white bottles with the little corkscrew in it. She got me that for Christmas in 06. And I said, I'm not going to drink that until the Riders win the Grey Cup. Luckily, I didn't have to wait very long. So, I mean, it was aged perfectly. It was, 20 years old. It was just a perfect whiskey. And I remember taking that down. Like, we opened it. We cracked it right after the Riders got the final whistle went. We knew we won. We cracked it. We started passing it around. And we ended up taking it down with us down Albert Street. And I'm sure the cops saw it. But they didn't care as long as you weren't doing anything stupid. And that was a phenomenal night.
That was the epitome of don't be stupid.
Yeah, let's just stay have a good safe, time.
Everybody. And there was no trouble.
No.
There was just thousands of people out.
High-fiving, hugging. It was
crying. Awesome. There was a lot of DJ flicks going on out there with just tears from grown men.
Yeah.
It was a solid memory.
Well, we got one more to get to. Next, we're going to take a look at 2013, the biggest game in Rider history with Grey Cup Most Outstanding Canadian, Chris Getzlaf. Stick around for that.